This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, women, they say that they have gone out with a guy that they weren't crazy about or interested in because he had something specific, maybe like concert tickets, or he was going to take her to a specific restaurant. And they weren't even crazy about him.
Don't feel bad, ladies. We have gotten stuff like that specifically to get you to go out with us before. Like, we're like, oh, I know she likes this band. I'm going to get those tickets and maybe she'll go out with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it's not tricky. It's just like, hey, we're trying to offer you the bait that we think will catch you. It's like fishing.
Let me bait this lure right here on this fishing pole.
But now you know the bait that you're luring her in with is she's just using you for that bait, and you probably won't get a good night kiss.
Or a second date.
You got to keep offering more bait that's the same. That's what I did with my wife.
And then eventually she'll like you?
And then once you get her, you don't have to give her that bait no more.
That's terrible.
I know, that's what my wife says.
All right. Now, Tor, well, you didn't do a lot of dating until John, right?
I mean, I tried. Thanks for rubbing it in.
She tried to serve in restaurants, too, but she wouldn't get it that
easy. Yeah.
Wow, I'm seeing a pattern.
But some of the things they say, they will go out with a guy that they're not truly interested in for concert tickets. Events like musicals will be another thing they say. Fancy restaurants. You know, I had a friend, and she was describing this new person she was seeing. She goes, I have this new friend, and I'm dating him, and he has a great, and I'm thinking she's going to say personality. She says, he has a great boat. I mean, it is awesome. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness.
That's important. Got to get that tan this summer.
I guess so. But she was more interested in his boat than his personality or whatever great thing he must have had.
Well, it's so loud on the boat. Y'all don't have to talk or anything. It's fine. Yeah. Go out on the water. You won't even hear him.
I don't even think guys mind this.
We're
just happy you're with us.
You're a bad girl. You're a horrible person if you use someone for
whatever
for material things, whether it's a concert or a boat. And you know that he likes you, but you're just using him. You're leading him on. Uh-huh. You're a horrible person for doing that. Let him off because he's going to follow you around like a puppy doll, thinking there's that slim chance.
Let that fish back into the water.
Cut the line.
Release. Catch and release.
Yeah. I still liked, even whenever I didn't have a chance, it felt good.
Oh.
Honestly, I would be chasing these girls who just saw me as, quote, a friend. And it did hurt a little bit, too, but it still was better than just being alone.
I had someone offer a trip to Mexico, and I was like, I'm not leaving the country
with
someone.
Well, I don't blame you on that.
Yeah.
I didn't even try that trick.
Boy, that was a big ticket item, though.
Now, I did that with my wife. When we were dating, I told her to get her passport because I was going to take her to Spain.
So I'd be like, I've seen that on Dateline.
That's what she said. I'm like, don't worry. We'll document everything.
Okay.
For the cops.
Just that way she didn't have to worry about the cops.
But it worked for you, though.
It did work for me.
But how early was that? Because I can't remember.
That was 3 months in.
3 months in.
Here's the thing. I took her on trips like that for several years. And it's like I've just said, you have to keep giving them the bait for a while. But once you get them married, then you don't have to do it anymore.
But you're still going last year?
That's because we had the kids and took them. But I went 10 years without going anywhere.
Oh.
Because once we were married, I didn't have to.
Man. Oh, wow.
It's like, you know,
you're
all of a sudden,
horrible person.
I was just stringing her along.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We've been talking about Gen Z and millennials this morning. It turns out that Gen Z is making the news in more ways than one. Gen Z is being blamed for killing off polite phrases like, excuse me. They're now using phrases like, huh, and what. Instead.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you, that's what is used more than I love you in some relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A poll of over 2,000 adults found that 3 out of 4 younger adults consider pardon too formal.
Mm-hmm.
And they never use that courtesy at all.
Cato always says, come again. That's what I've
The more common ones. It's come again.
Come
again.
Never noticed.
Yeah.
Was another, and you what?
Yeah.
In other words, you're like, hey, I went to the bar last night. You what?
I've used all these, though.
Okay.
But, I mean, I still say thank you and excuse me. I don't say pardon. That sounds old.
Even some of them say, I zoned out while you were talking.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon doesn't sound old. Pardon? What'd you say? Pardon?
Yeah, my fault.
Yeah.
I feel like pardon sounds a little too formal. I agree. Pardon to me is like
Dolly.
Tip my hat to you. Like pardon, ma'am.
Like the Vanderbilt day from the Biltmore.
So, huh or what is better?
No, yeah. I don't like those either. Well, I always just say, excuse me, but they act like Gen Z is the only one who doesn't use that. I have had older generations where I'm like, excuse me. They'll just turn around and stare at me. I'm like, all right, then. I'll just scooch around you.
Maybe you should have said pardon.
Well, pardon. You know, you got to say, uh-huh, and what fancy is what you got to do.
I go, huh.
Uh-huh. What?
Sometimes Gen Z feels it's too awkward to ask someone to repeat themselves, so they just nod their heads as if they've heard.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my mom does because she's deaf, but that's not what you should do.
But you know what? You get in some of those loud atmospheres like restaurants and stuff, and they got the music blaring right there, and you're with your buddies or whatever, and you're like, you don't want them to repeat whatever they were saying because half of it was boring, and you're like, ah, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's when you just laugh.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what 81% of them admit they frequently pretend to understand what's being said when background noise makes it difficult to hear.
Absolutely.
It's just rough when they call you the next morning. They're like, you ready to go golf? And you're like, that's what I agreed to?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
It is bad.
73% they said they often feel annoyed or disappointed that they've missed key moments in the conversation, but they're too awkwardly embarrassed to say that they need to have it repeated.
See, I don't mind it. I'll tell somebody I'm sitting with the table, I can't hear you. Text me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, 43% would consider recording special social moments on their phone if they could remove the background noise and hear it better. That way they could then experience it for the first time.
Hmm.
I got to start doing something. So I got to start doing that when I have conversations with people because I'll have cocktails while I'm talking to people.
What?
And the next thing I know is like Tori said, I'll get a call the next day going, what time do I need to pick you up? I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
I'm like, so from now on, if I'm going out with friends, anything I say, do, or plan is just hearsay.
Well,
they're going to start bringing documents. Sign here for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to need a secretary to take notes of the meeting.
Well, they asked them some of the other things they use besides pardon is sorry. Like, sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah.
What, huh, excuse me, come again, say that again. I didn't hear you, beg your pardon. Now that sounds formal.
Yeah.
And then, rounded out the bottom of the list.
No. What did you just say?
Well, say that again is the closest.
I was going to say, some of these sound confrontational. Say what again? Come again?
Say that again.
And say it again
then
in my face.
You lean up to their mouth with your ear. It's like, I can't hear you right now. You ever been like in a loud area or whatever?
No,
or a dance
I've seen
club?
People cup their ear before.
You see people on the dance floor and stuff, and they're trying to have a conversation while you're dancing. And I'm like, why do you pick now to dance to have a conversation?
And don't you hate when you're in the middle of the conversation while it's loud, you're going, I said, and the music stopped, and then everybody heard what you said.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah, you don't have to say come again then. You're just like, never mind.
Check, please.
Wow.
It's time to leave.
All right. Well, don't feel too bad if you're using those. You are certainly not alone, and pardon has fallen a little bit out of favor now.
Yeah.
Okay. I like beg your finest pardon.
I've never heard that in my life.
I beg your finest pardon? It's like a little confrontational, but not
Did you just make
bullying.
That up?
No, it's a thing.
And I've never heard that.
Are you from here?
Beg your pardon?
I'm not talking about the upstate.
Say again.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tori back from her maternity leave, and we have now seen baby Michael.
Yeah.
And, okay, Cato has not seen baby Michael.
We had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but we have seen him.
She didn't post a lot of pictures of baby Michael online. Now, have you taken Michael out quite a bit, like out in public?
Yeah, he's been out some now.
I'm sure that you get all the people coming up to you, even relatives or something, and they'll have some kind of description of the baby, the words that describe the baby.
Chunky.
Okay, that's what I said first time I saw my man. He's chunky.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's one of those words I would think just, you know, built in natural, normal thinking is you don't describe a person's baby that way.
I did it, though.
Well, it's funny because as a baby, people are like, yeah, but it's no big deal. But then you hit a certain age where it's like, how dare you?
I don't even think I would chance it on a baby. I said, I believe my word was adorable.
He's
adorable.
Got roles for days. There's no ignoring those roles.
Yeah. Yeah. Hawk, you're supposed to go, oh,
I know.
Because
he's cute.
Look at all of him.
You say, look at all of him. Yeah. How do you fit him in a picture? Yeah.
She's in here.
Yeah, we're teetering in some very mean territory. No, I'm just kidding.
Cute, adorable, precious. Those are the most popular choices people say. So, Tom, yours was all played out.
No, man, adorable is exactly what I felt like. He was adorable.
But that's the most popular ones. That's the one she hears all the time.
That's fine, but I was telling the truth.
But also, no mom is ever going to be like, ugh, adorable again.
All right, tiny, little, and small, emphasizing the size compared to adults.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He's like half my body.
Yeah, he's not any of the tiny, little, or smalls.
There you go again.
I know. Well, listen, hey, I'm not alone because here's another word they use to describe the babies. They say chubby and plump along with chunky.
Just because you're not alone doesn't mean you're right.
I mean, he's 96th percentile height and weight. He's a big boy.
Well, what if he said that? Look at that big boy.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm holding him and his feet are halfway down my thighs, it's like there's no ignoring the fact that he's a big baby.
A couple other words, beautiful. It's a beautiful baby. He's cute. He's precious. Mm-hmm. Or she's precious.
Now, is precious a nice way of not saying that they're not that cute? Precious seems like one of those roundabout compliments.
Well, you remember the movie Precious.
Oh. Or don't forget also in the movie Lord of the Rings, my precious.
Yeah. Angelic is also a word described for babies.
That's weird.
I thought so. He's so angelic.
You'd be like, get away from my kid, please.
He's got a halo around his head. Happy and joyful and giggly.
He is those things.
I don't think of a baby as joyful, though.
I mean, that's
me. Don't even know what to be joyful about.
But you think about the aunt out there going, oh, he's so joyful. Look at him. He's
never
happy.
Heard that.
When he's like, when they're smiling and cooing at you and all that.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's so curious. He's a curious or observant.
How can a baby be curious or observant? They can't even see 3 feet away from them when they're an infant.
Blind.
I think because
that's a good one.
Your baby's blind. No, I think because like you'll put your hands down there or something, and they might reach up and grab the hands or whatever. He's so curious.
We're putting the bar pretty low on compliments there. Look, he's so curious. He saw my hand hitting him in the face.
Hey, those milestones though, when they do start reaching and you can see their little eyebrows because they're trying to figure it out. They are curious.
Or he's batting at the little teddy bear, a mobile that they have over the crib or whatever.
Those were not compliments I was really wanting. I think the adorable is more along the typical lines of what I'd want to hear.
All right. Other words used to describe babies, quiet. It's quiet. That's a quiet baby.
I never heard that.
Me either.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, Chunky Michael was, he was sleeping.
He's, doubling he's, down.
Yeah. He was sleeping.
He's a pretty easygoing baby. We got very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm. He is a bundle of joy, is mentioned. Mm-hmm. They'll use the phrases like that.
Little blessing.
Little blessing. Mm-hmm. That was not on here.
Or big blessing, in my case.
And Little Angel mentioned, Loud mentioned, which I think is also around. Fussy was mentioned. It's a fussy baby.
Ooh, I don't know if you want to say that one. These are compliments?
No, these are not. They're just words to describe the little the baby. Like, and I think that's when you get, like, with your sister or your mom or something. Well, he's kind of fussy, ain't he?
that could go over not well.
Why would that upset you if he was crying at the
some
moment?
Some people get really upset about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's the same reason you don't tell them they're ugly. It might be true, but you don't say it.
But is that fussy baby beside me in a restaurant? Because I'm going to say, you got a fussy baby. Get
that's
it
different.
Out of here.
You're not complimenting then.
I listened to something not too long ago where this woman was saying that the nurse was telling her that her baby is cute. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, I bet you say that to all the new moms. She goes, no, I don't. She said, if it's not a cute baby, I said, hey, girl, you had a baby.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, this is big news in the late night TV show landscape. Stephen Colbert and his show, The Late Show with Colbert, has pretty much been told that they will no longer have a show after this year. Mm-hmm. More or less, the show is being dissolved. They're not just replacing Stephen Colbert with someone else. They are just getting rid of the show. Mm-hmm. They said they're doing it for financial reasons. Now, this created an uproar from the likes of Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and all the other late night show hosts. They're all saying, oh, this is terrible. This is just an outrage. They're ruining late night TV. But apparently they're overlooking one of the most important facts of all, and that is that the Stephen Colbert show, according to Dave Portnoy, is losing about $40 million a year.
Huh.
Colbert himself supposedly makes $16 million a year. The show loses $40 million a year, and they're surprised that they have a staff of 200 and they spend this much money, and they're surprised that the show is being canceled.
So it's funny because I read that he was such a big part of it that they spoke out saying, oh, we're not going to do it at all because we don't want to do it without him. Come to find out, they're just like, we don't have the money to keep doing this.
Yeah, how do you make a show where you're losing $40 to $50 million a year and late night ratings are down across the board?
We should ask Congress in America.
Well, yeah.
All what? The trillions of dollars we're in debt.
I'm quite comfortable in telling you that if they lost money on our show, we would not be on the next day. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be next year. It would be they aren't making money off this show. They're not putting it on because they have a business to run.
Well, and we are still shocked how they do make money.
But they do somehow.
I know.
I don't get it.
But Dave Portnoy says, buddy, you're losing $40 million a year and you have the arrogance to hammer your own company. What did you think would happen? Of course they'd fire you. I'd fire you.
Well, do you think it's all these guys that have a late night show that's concerned? Like, well, if that one's going.
Maybe you know. So. Maybe they're not making money either. And they're like, well, let's act upset.
Well, you know, they're on so late. It's Like, who has time for that?
It's in the title. The Late Show.
It's too late.
And I just wonder how long local TV like that's going to be around, because I just saw an
article. Now, this wasn't local.
Huh? I know it's on a local TV station here.
Right, but it's a broadcast
but
across
TV
the United States.
Ratings have gone down even further than ever with all the streaming services. How long is that going to actually last?
Radio ain't far behind it in many ways. We suffer a lot of the same
competition. I ain't trying to bring me down, Tom.
Well, yeah. You can't bring one down and not notice the other one. I mean, that's one of the things we struggle with and TV struggles with, is fighting off streaming and all the other options out there. Fortunately for us in radio, there's a lot of history as far as people getting up, waking up and listening to the radio, find out what's happened locally, and then getting in their car and driving and listening to radio. Now, you get the generation, I think it's not Alpha, but the one after them, but the ones that are just young now, they're starting to do more and more on their phones and on their apps.
Quite frankly, if you could wrap this up, I'm streaming over here.
If it's streaming, you can watch it anytime you want, so it doesn't make sense.
It's on pause, yeah.
But they said that, you know, there's this big thing where he's trying to blame it because apparently Colbert called out Paramount, which is the parent company that owns CBS or his show, and they had made a $16 million settlement with President Trump over some kind of a statement they made that was considered to be libel or slander or whatever. And he said, oh, that was a bribe. That was a bribe. And now they're saying, oh, they're firing him because he said that about his company. No, they're firing him because he's losing $40 million a year.
Well, he's from South Carolina.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And, you know, for me personally.
Not a proud moment for South Carolina. Yeah.
No, it took me about 3 years to get that he was being sarcastic. Yeah.
Bless your heart.
I was like, watch. I'm like, wow, okay. And then finally, Tom's like, you know, he's being sarcastic. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's always, you know.
Well, that's another thing. His version of humor is pretty much mean spirited all the time.
People say that about me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I know you're always just kidding.
I know.
That's what you always say.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think this big political thing is just a way to try to hide the fact that they were losing a lot of money, and that's why he's getting fired. I think it's nice of them to give him a whole nother year if they're losing that kind of cash.
I'm serious. Would you like to be? You're going to be fired in 1 year.
I know, and you still make $16 million before that year is over.
Yeah, I would save a lot that next year.
I would too. I'd be like, all right, I need to save up.
You have to go home, have a family meeting. It's like, we're not going to have $16 million next year, y'all.
We got
to
cut back.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the girls are not for this when it comes to weddings, but guys are all about it. They're ready for it. And maybe you can agree or disagree, but women are less likely to go for having advertising at their wedding.
I don't know why this hadn't been a thing already.
I agree.
It's the Pepsi Cola wedding.
Exactly. Big banner right above the, bride and groom. And they have like advertising there.
Yes.
I'm just picturing the preacher being like, and sponsored by.
Yes, exactly.
like we do like for Downtown Alive. Yeah. We have to read off the sponsors.
Yeah.
Today's wedding's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy Jersey Mike's subs for today and forever.
I'm with you. Women are less likely to go for having these advertisements. But men, for example, they say like 69% of the men feel it would be a great idea for them to, and a lot more guys are actually paying for the wedding, and it's not like the bride's father anymore.
Yeah, the old tradition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the bride says, I do, and the groom says, I do, and the preacher says, I do, choose Jersey Mike's.
I do, I Mountain Dew. but you could have, they say, like the flowers could be sponsored, and you have like a sign underneath the flowers that are up there. Anything for the reception, they say. A cake sponsored by Sally's Cake Decorating.
So, yeah, and you, the more you charge it, like you could have it actually in your vows, but that's going to cost you more. Like, you promise to take her for filet and longhorn.
Yeah,
I do. I feel like these businesses are going to be like, oh, God, what a nightmare. They think they're supposed to get free flowers just because they mentioned the Our Flower Shop in front of their 50 people at their wedding, just like influencers. Like when influencers started off and they'd be like, I have 4,000 followers, I should get a free hotel room. And the hotel's like, 4,000 followers ain't squat. Come back when you got a million.
Well, it's kind of the same as like when we're out at events and we give something away and we're like, can we get a picture? And they won't hold it up. And you're like, can you hold up that gift card we just gave you? It'll be the same thing at the wedding. It'll be like, can you turn that can around so we can see the Pepsi logo?
But I'm not saying, you know, you like Jersey Mike's does the catering for free. No, they pay to have their name put in there.
Yeah,
they're buying advertising from the couple.
For that few people.
They could cater it, too. I don't mind that being the reception.
Well, that's true, too.
Little ham sandwiches over in the corner for you.
Tom had barbecue. It was delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't try to get them to buy a sponsorship.
Right.
I mean, you can color coordinate the guys, you know, tuxedos to whatever color, you know, Pepsi or Coke or whoever you choose.
The Pepsi, the blue and red.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Now, you've got to have at least 250 to 500.
Okay, that's a big one.
Yeah, have a big wedding.
If you're having like 10, if it's like, you know, 20
family. This is brought to you by CC's Pizza. I don't have a problem with that.
I need something that's attention getting. Like, if you look underneath you, under your seat, sponsored by John's Photography and Private Investigation, is a picture of the groom the night before the wedding.
Oh, my.
Remember that story about the wedding and I think it was Clemson?
I would be livid at whoever put that under my chair because I've wasted my time getting dressed and coming to a wedding that's not going to happen.
Dude, that would be like the best wedding ever because it would kind of be like the kiss cam except you're getting your own version of it.
I'd be like, are we still going to do the reception?
Yeah.
What happened?
So there was a wedding and right as the groom got up, he's like, if you look under your chair, there's a photo of it was actually the bride with like the best man or something like that. And it was like he basically was calling off the wedding because he had found out she was seeing other people.
A divorce attorney should have sponsored that wedding.
That's true. All nines.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.